Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. I am live. I was pushing the mute button as we went live. So thank you for being here. Welcome. This is Molly McCord, and this is Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I appreciate your presence right now as we move through the beginning of August. Yes, already August, and we are experiencing some unusual energies that I wanted to discuss with you and share and just put on your radar, because it's interesting how we have some patterns emerging right now. So I'm going to get into that. If you are new to this show, welcome. Thank you for being here. I've been doing this show for, I can't remember if it's 3 or 4 years. You know, you lose track. Actually, it's technically been 4 years, but I took time off when I was pregnant and to have the baby. But you can find over 260 episodes right now that are all free, all for you to enjoy. So many different topics that I touch on and cover. You'll find a lot on astrology, and then I also talk about soulmates and consciousness and the energies on the planet and different kinds of, you know, abundance and ways to understand yourself. So just scroll through and see what pops out at you. See what you are interested in. The other thing that's going on right now is that on my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com, I have announced that we have audiobooks available. Yay! I have, let's see, 2 audiobooks that are completed and another one that's going to be coming out later in August, plus some more are in production. So I wanted to let you know, because you are listening to this information, and audiobooks might be something you already enjoy or be interested in listening to. What I'm going to be doing is offering some free downloads and some ways for you to listen to different snippets of the audiobooks as well. So please stay tuned and check that out. I'll be sharing those updates with you. But if you enjoy audiobooks, I'm really excited that I can now offer those to you. You can listen in your car, on your commute, or on your iPad, your iPod, however you listen to this show. So let's dive in here, because we have right now 6 planets in retrograde. And all of these planets, all of them, are what we call outer planets. They are the ones furthest from the Earth. And they represent the collective. They're called the transpersonal planets. So we're talking about Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, and Chiron. 5 planets right there that are all retrograde. Now we also have the nodes going retrograde. They always move retrograde. So if you were to look at a chart or to look at something right now, you would see that those are retrograde, but they always are. And I'm going to count the nodes as part of the retrograde energy. So that means we have 6, okay? And that is quite rare. When we have 6 planets retrograde, we are looking at how energies are working within us. And we're looking at how we are each individually experiencing these energies and how that creates an interesting, amazing energy in our experiences, in the world, in the collective. I did a show recently, I think it was the last show actually, that was about maintaining a higher perspective in challenging times, because there's a lot of stuff going on right now. Here in the U.S., there's a lot of, you know, political crap and low-vibe energies and just you know, there's a lot of challenges. There's the violence, there's the anger, there's the parts of ourselves that are acting out. You know, our shadow energies are coming to the forefront and being revealed and exposed. So what we're looking at here and what we're feeling and experiencing is teaching us on a deeper level. So I'm going to go through each of these planets and describe what they're teaching us. Describe how they are showing us more about our current energies right now. So think of every planet as a teacher in the classroom, the grand classroom here of life, the way that we are moving through this life. We are learning, we are, you know, healing, we are trying to be the better versions of ourselves. And each of these planets is a teacher that is helping us with that intention. And what we're doing is working with each of them and all of them, right? Because all these energies are happening at the same time. And some will be stronger for you, depending on how they are moving through your natal chart. For example, Saturn is in Sagittarius right now, and that could be strong for you if you have planets in Sagittarius, Gemini, Virgo, or Pisces. So Saturn in Sagittarius is getting ready to go direct the middle of August. So he's only going to be retrograde another 10 days or so, and he's been retrograde since March. So Saturn in Sagittarius is a teacher who's showing us where we're ready to get serious about our vision, our dreams, our belief in ourselves, and if we're really doing that, are we really committed to that? And since March, Saturn in Sagittarius has been showing us what has to go. You know, we don't need that anymore. That no longer is best for you. It served its time. It served its purpose. And now it needs to go. So that is complete. It's showing you what's complete. What part of you is now ready to be committed for the bigger vision, the path ahead, the next steps. Saturn in Sagittarius is a stern teacher. He doesn't have a sense of humor. He doesn't laugh. He says, you need to do this work. You need to be serious. You need to be disciplined. You need to be committed. So that's what he's bringing to the table here. Is the Saturn in Sag is saying, where are you not believing in yourself? Where are you holding yourself back from your life vision, your life purpose? Where are you staying small when you're ready to go bigger? And he's a teacher that really wants us to make that commitment to trust and have faith and believe. Okay, so he's important, and he's going to be really strong throughout August. In fact, most of August he stays at 9 degrees of Sagittarius, really, you know, is going to turn around there at 9 degrees and go forward. And then by middle of August is when we really feel that we have Saturn supporting us, that we're ready to put down that solid foundation and move ahead with whatever we've been reviewing since March. And then next up, we have Uranus retrograde. Now, Uranus just went retrograde last week, and he will stay retrograde until the end of this year. So Uranus is in Aries, and it's at 24 degrees of Aries and retrogrades back to 20 degrees of Aries. And during this time, we are actually reviewing territory from April, not too long ago. But Uranus is our teacher of independence and self-reliance. It's a teacher that's showing us right now where we have to be ourselves, where we can't give it away to other people. We can't do something or accommodate others in a small way. We have to be ourselves. It's the part of you that says, I have to be myself right now. I have to do this. I have to be who I am and express myself and really honor this part of me that I've maybe been holding back or been playing small. You know those things in you that you're like, no, I have to do it my way. So Uranus is where we break out of something. It's where we take off the chains that we didn't even know we were wearing. We look at where we were holding ourselves back and we break out. And this is a teacher that reminds you that you can do it on your own. In Aries, Uranus is saying you can do it on your own. You were made to do it on your own. You can begin again. You can start fresh. There's a newness here with Uranus and Aries. And until the end of this year, we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be looking at where we're ready to do something that maybe we were nervous about or scared to do on our own. But you are ready. And you're going to be reviewing that part of yourself until the end of this year. And then when 2017 begins, it'll really feel like you're ready to claim more of it and go forward. So that's Uranus. That's our teacher Uranus, who's our teacher of independence, who's also a teacher of chaos, who brings up the crazy to show you where you're not going to settle and you just need to say no. Next up, we have our teacher Neptune. Neptune in Pisces. And he is the trusting teacher, the teacher that reminds us to have faith. And how are you doing on your spiritual path and your spiritual wisdom? And are you incorporating your spiritual wisdom into your human life? And are you remembering that everything changes, everything ends? Neptune in Pisces is highly spiritual, and it's where there is this increase in spiritual wisdom and information, and we want to connect to it. We want to feel a part of something. In the Pisces energy, we want to know what is bigger than us, and I want to believe in it. I want to have faith in it. And part of that is the wisdom that everything has an ending and a letting go and a completion. Because Pisces is the sign of endings and letting go, which translates to forgiveness and compassion. And how are you remembering to forgive? Are you remembering to forgive that jackass? Are you having compassion for that cold, terrible person? These are our spiritual lessons right now. Neptune in Pisces is showing us those spiritual lessons, compassion and forgiveness. And Neptune is actually at 10 degrees and is going to be retrograde until November, the middle of November. So we're really taking the information inwards. We are trusting our intuition even more. We are making time for meditation. We are making time for meditation. And the fact that, you know, it just is going to help with anything that's difficult and hard and, you know, anything that's just too much. Neptune in Pisces is going to remind you of your own spiritual essence. Related to this energy is Chiron in Pisces. Now, Chiron is our soul wound. It's the part of ourselves that we never completely heal in this lifetime. It's the part of ourselves that is the most vulnerable, that's the weakest, that's the toughest, where we shed some tears and we have a hard time and we feel soft and open. It really is about our vulnerabilities. And Chiron is retrograde in Pisces until the beginning of December. Chiron in Pisces is showing us our spiritual wounds, where we don't believe, where we're having trouble, where we're feeling the pain. In fact, it is at 24 degrees right now, and it's going to go back to, let's see, it's actually going back to 20 degrees of Pisces. And so it's ahead of Neptune in Pisces. Both Neptune and Chiron are in Pisces right now, working with us on the spiritual energetic levels. And the Chiron in Pisces energy is going through, it's like coming through first to show us where it hurts, to show us where we don't have faith, to show us where we don't have the trust and the belief. It's showing us where we have our work to do. Now, Chiron also provides healing. So after the wound comes the healing. And that's our responsibility at this time. How are we working on ourselves? How are we honoring our healing needs? And in Pisces, we're healing through forgiveness, through compassion, through letting go, through saying, sayonara, peace out, goodbye. It's really healthy to be saying those goodbyes right now, because there's the end of a cycle here that's about your soul story with other people. And that needs to end. You know that it served its purpose. It showed you what it needed to show you. And it's your responsibility to heal those parts of yourself and to move forward. To move forward. So that is Chiron in Pisces. And then we come to Pluto. Our good buddy Pluto. I know Pluto so well. I know Pluto so well. And Pluto is retrograde in Capricorn right now. He's at 15 degrees. And he goes back to about 14 degrees of Capricorn in late September. Pluto has been retrograde in Capricorn since April. So you see, it was really in the springtime when many of these planets started to go retrograde. And they've been showing us our lessons, you know, showing us, okay, how am I handling this? I'm going to take it inward. I need to go within me. I need to look at this. I need to, you know, really be aware of myself more. There's such an opportunity here for greater mindfulness, greater consciousness, greater work. It's the perfect time for the therapist, the counselor, the astrologer, the numerologist, anyone who helps you go within. And that's what Pluto is all about. You know, Pluto in Capricorn is showing us what we need to be doing truly be in our power, in our authority, in our sense of ownership over our lives. And it's important to know that Pluto really is supporting us even when it takes everything away. Pluto is the planet of transformation. It's the planet of this has served its purpose, and now it needs to change and evolve into a new purpose. Pluto is about transformation. It's about that part of ourselves that we have to let go of. It's the people you have to let go of. Wherever Pluto is moving through your astrology chart is where you're going to be transforming in a permanent way. There's no going back. No going back with Pluto. And so as it continues through Capricorn, we are looking at our power, our business, our social status, our responsibilities, our commitments, our discipline. We're looking at how we are owning all these parts of ourselves because no one else can own it for you. Are you giving it away? Are you giving parts of yourself away? You know, are you opting out? Are you copping out? So Pluto is a big influence. It's the planet furthest from the sun, and the planet furthest from the sun has the biggest pull, the most power, the most strength. So Pluto is the life changer. Whenever someone has a permanent or is experiencing a Pluto transit, I tell them, you know, there's no going back. This is a permanent transformation that is happening, and you walk through that door, and that door shuts forever. And then that door is not only, like, locked and sealed, but you can't even, you know, there's no even a door handle to turn around and try and go back. You have to go forward. So Pluto is really about how we are reconstructing our lives right now to support moving forward in the best possible way, and looking at where you cannot go back. You can't go back. You can't go into that relationship again. You can't experience that same part of yourself again. You can't. You know, you have to let those people go, or let that job go, or, you know, start fresh and move into a new home, a new location, a new neighborhood. Pluto is making sure that you evolve with the understanding that it's part of your power. Pluto is about power, and so it can bring up power struggles with others or with yourself. It can bring up power struggles around money, around your possessions, around your boss, around your partner. There's so many ways it can show up. It depends, again, on where Pluto is in your chart. But the idea is that you really know that it's just time to say goodbye, because something else is coming, something better, something that meets you at the energy that you're at now. So that's our buddy Pluto. Pluto wins. That's the shorthand. Pluto wins. Now we also have the North Node in Virgo going retrograde, and that's just normal. That's always how the North Nodes travel. Let me clarify. Just to be confusing, the North Node has two representations. There is the True Node and the Mean Node. They are two interpretations of the same thing. The True North Node goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, like every few days, forward, backwards, forward, backwards, forward, backwards. The Mean True Node is a steady energy without the zigzag. It's a steady energy that's just going back, going back, going back. My mentor used the Mean Node as her reference point, and that's how I was trained as an astrologer, was to use that Mean North Node because of how it's more consistent and steady, less confusing, if you will, without the zigzag. So the Mean North Node is always going backwards in retrograde, and in Virgo, the North Node is showing us our health. It's showing us how we're taking care of ourselves on a daily basis, our nutritional needs, our body's physical needs. In Virgo, it's reminding us that we have work to do on a daily basis. And how are we handling that? Are we being responsible? Are we following through with our vitamins? Are we drinking our, you know, what is it, 2 gallons of water a day? are we, you know, getting the minimum requirements of exercise every week? This is Virgo. Virgo likes patterns. Virgo likes the consistency and reliability of things. The North Node in Virgo is showing us that we need to be taking care of ourselves to energize our bodies, to energize our daily energy, that we need to be taking care of ourselves as part of our human responsibility, and that it's really a privilege to have this physical body. And how are you honoring that physical body? excuse me, Virgo is yoga. Virgo is athletes. And so the Summer Olympics are getting underway. Virgo is the military. It is nurses. Virgo is doctors as well. Any professional who is invested in the human form, the human physique, the human body. It's a massage therapist, a physical therapist. So Virgo is reminding ourselves that we need to be honoring this temple, this physical temple. And what types of patterns and habits are we doing to support that? Now, with the North Node in Virgo, we have the South Node in Pisces. And that's wherever the South Node is what we're letting go of. It's where we came from. It's what we're releasing. And so with the South Node in Pisces, we are releasing blame, victimhood, separation, escapism. We are releasing those lower parts of ourselves that are in our psyches, that are part of our past lives and soul stories that we don't need anymore. They're done. They're done. And as the South Node in Pisces continues, it's going to meet up here with Neptune in Pisces. And that's going to show us more about where we're ready to be done with a certain part of our story. Now, these two will meet up in, looks like, October and into a part of November. That's when Neptune and the South Node are going to be together, retrograde. So that will be a revisitation of past life energies, what you're done with, and again, what you're ready to work with on a new level. This retrograde energy is within you. It's working within yourself and then looking at how you take that out in your daily life. You take it out consciously to make choices in your speech, make choices in your thoughts, make choices in your actions, how you contribute to the collective based on what you've learned about yourself. Because as we each heal, as we each know ourselves on a deeper level with greater consciousness and mindfulness, we bring that out into our one-on-one relationships, our partnerships, our friendships. And then it changes those people, right? There's people you just don't want to hang around with anymore because you can't talk about the things that interest you. Your interests have changed. I think that that's one of the big themes of this time is that we're changing our tribes and our groups and our circles. We're changing our relationships because they're just done. They're complete. And that's also part of the energies in Pisces. We're learning what's complete for us. We're learning what is done because we've outgrown it and we're ready to go forward. And so as we each work with these retrograde planets, we are really encouraged and supported in continuing to do our work, to keep going in for answers, going to that trusted advisor, that trusted professional to talk about it more, to understand that what you do within yourself makes a difference in the collective, and that these energies are affecting everyone. You know, you can look at the news and think, well, I don't think that person's having any kind of a spiritual awakening. But everyone does feel these energies on some level and in some part of their being. So they are guiding us forward right now, and it's up to us to work with them individually and then to contribute the highest and best parts of yourself out for everyone. And that's how we improve the world, and that's how we heal. So I hope this information has been good for you. I hope it's been supportive. I will be back with a new episode of astrology information on, let's see, actually the next episode is going to be about the eclipses in September. So please join me for that. And I will see you soon. Take good care. Bye-bye.